Guys, it's Sunday.
Uh-oh.
Are you aware that it's Sunday?
I love Sundays.
It's the 30th of August.
2015.
Holy fuck.
The Lord's year.
And you know who I am?
No.
I'm a slightly under-caffeinated Ruben Sindo Acosta.
I'm the future champion of fantasy football, Joe Sonnenblick.
Famous last words. Before we get started on what a terrible draft Joseph had.
Oh, what an asshole.
He'd like to talk about the Mets.
We got some problems. Not anything that's...
Weird words.
Yeah. Not anything that's crazy. We just got two or three taken from us by the Red Sox, the last place Red Sox.
Wait, the same Red Sox.
The same Red Sox.
The ones that, like, the worst team in baseball.
They're not the worst team in baseball. They're very bad. They're not the worst team in baseball.
They're the Philadelphia 76ers of baseball.
No, they're not. They're the Boston Red Sox of baseball, and they're bad. But they're not the worst team in baseball.
Who's the worst team in baseball?
I believe that's the Philadelphia Phillies, who we've destroyed.
Wow.
Who we've just taken 10 out of 11 from. So
is it really just a sad time to be a Philadelphia fan?
Oh, yes. I would think so.
Sorry, everyone in Philly.
I'm not.
You don't live in Brooklyn.
Yeah. But I also hate every Philadelphia team pretty much.
So you had won 7 in a row.
We won 7 in a row. We were scoring like 12 runs a game.
But
they just got tired. Guys get tired. They were tired.
They're tired.
Very tired.
That happens.
David Wright comes back, hitting the cover off the ball.
But he killed Michael it at Kadai. First. Yeah. No, David Wright came back, and it was a big deal.
Yeah, and he hit a home run his first game.
All right.
First at bat.
Ooh.
And, you know, Cespedes, Yoany Cespedes.
He's Cuban. I love him. He's Cuban. Good. All about him.
He's great. But there are some times when...
He plays baseball?
He plays baseball. He's got 9 home runs for the Mets in the month of August. And... There are just some times where he sort of takes off. He just doesn't want to play. And you can see it. And I don't know.
Product of the communist
system. Is that what it is? Because Yasiel Puig does the same thing on the Dodgers. Like, there are times where he's like, he's a horse. They're both built like horses, and they can play like motherfuckers. But then they're just like, I don't really want to play baseball today. You know, like, you can see it.
Yeah, like, meh.
I'm not really a big fan of baseball, the game that I get paid, you know, $17 million to play.
So you say that Cespedes is similar?
Yes. I'm saying that Cespedes is great, and I'm okay with him taking these 2 or 3 weeks off or whatever
he wants to take. As long as it's pre-playoffs.
As long as it's pre-playoffs, and as long as he knows that we need him in the playoffs.
Now, I only ask you because I don't give a fuck to pay attention before.
Yes.
Are the Mets... primed for a playoff spot, or are they like, is it like they're there?
Right now, they're a 5.5 game lead on the Washington Nationals in the NL East. I honestly
think... And division gets you playoffs. That's how that works, just
division,
like football.
Yeah, division gets you playoffs.
Okay.
And to me, I would like at least a 7-game lead.
Yeah.
But I do believe that the Mets are ready to go.
And how many games do we have left?
32.
Okay. That's the stretch.
Yeah.
That's the home stretch.
Apparently, it's an 85% chance for us to win the division and make the playoffs. Because if we don't win the division, we're not getting a wild card spot. And if the Nationals don't win the division, they're not in the playoffs, which is so great for me because I hate the Nationals.
Right.
Don't want them to win. I've been saying this all year.
Weren't they prime, though, like they 2 years ago?
Yeah, they won 96 games last year. They're awful, though. They're old. Their pitching staff, I told everyone, I was the only person in the world telling you that the Nationals were going to fall apart, and they did. But back to the Mets. Terry Collins, I don't understand. Carlos Torres, you bring him in yesterday after a good outing the day before, and he has a bad outing. Carlos Torres is not a guy you bring in every day. He's Rubber Arm Torres. That's what we call him. He's Rubber Arm Torres.
Not a good name.
His arm's going to fall off. He's good, but every, like, third day. The same thing today when Hansel Robles, right? You're bringing Hansel Robles to face Mookie Betts. Mookie Betts hit a home run off him yesterday. Why bring in Hansel Robles to face Mookie Betts again? Hits a home run off of him today.
Mookie.
We had a Mookie Wilson in the 86 World Series.
Did you win?
Yeah. We beat the Red Sox. And Mookie Wilson, the Mets arranged for Mookie Wilson to meet Mookie Betts yesterday, but it didn't work out, so they met each other today. Because it's only the second time ever that you have a Mookie in baseball.
Mookie meets Mookie.
Mookie meets Mookie. Two Mooks.
Yo, before I like violently steer left from baseball, 718-395-3731 if you want to talk about baseball. I'm sure Joe has another 2 minutes.
I do. And this is our last night show.
Holy shit, that's
everyone,
right.
Everyone, this is our last night show, so we're really just going by the seat of our balls.
Night owls.
Yeah, we're going to be
done.
Doing...
We're dead.
Gonna be, next, starting next Sunday, we're going to be at the 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. spot. We're going to have a whole hour...
Shift.
And, yeah, the what is it?
The woodpecker shift.
The woodpecker shift. Why is that?
I don't know, man.
They're aren't just woodpeckers out earlier than that?
Not our woodpeckers.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about penises.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
So 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., it's going to be mostly football. We're going to pepper in the Mets, but we're going to have a lot of time.
Mostly football because it's fucking football season, baby.
Yes.
It's here.
2 weeks away.
Yes.
We're going to start a week early, and we're going to tell you why our teams may or may not suck.
You'll just slowly hear us get less and less excited every week.
We're going to come in. We're going to be more drunk. Somebody's going to be on cocaine once in a while.
Somebody.
Me. And you.
Maybe me, if your dad's around. So 718-395-3731, unless we're done talking about baseball, please don't call.
Yeah. So, are we done talking about baseball?
I think so.
Okay.
You know what happened today?
Oh, I do.
Today was Joe and I's fantasy football draft.
Extravaganza, year three.
This is the third year.
This is the third year.
Joseph, always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
I don't know if I want to be a bride.
Great. So that means you're not winning the championship this year.
I want to be the groom. Can I be the groom? Can I be the man?
Why?
I want to be the man.
What's the difference? No, the saying is
I know what the saying is, but
there's never always a groomsman, never a groom.
It could be. I mean, but I don't really want to get married.
So then don't win the championship.
No, I want to win the champion. Can't we use another saying like,
no,
hey, fuck you, I'm better than you, or
no,
something like that?
No, because I could use that and say, fuck you, I'm better than you. That's why I beat you in the playoffs last year and I won last year.
Yeah, you only beat me on technicalities.
Yeah, meaning points.
Yeah. All right, we got a call?
What's good? What's good? What's good? Please
Hello?
Tell me what's good.
Yeah, I got a call-in question for this shit.
Oh, you got a call-in question. Is that why you called in?
What do you got?
Rad.
That's why I called in.
Sounds like Tao.
It's not.
I got a fucking question. You guys ready for me or not?
Go.
All right. This one's for Joe, the Rad the Jet fan over there.
Okay.
All right. So Rex Ryan said that he wanted to run like 40 times a game for the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
And that sounds like some idiotic hyperbole to me. However, am I out of my mind as a Jets fan thinking that with the running back core that we have, we should at least give our running backs 40 touches a game between Ivory, Stacy, Powell, and Ridley? I'm thinking if you give Ivory like 15 carries, you give Bilal 10, you give Zach 10, and you let Ridley try to catch a couple out the backfield, we'll barely have to let Fitzpatrick or Geno do any work and let our defense take care of the rest. What do you guys think?
Okay, well.
Well, I mean, aside from that having nothing to do with real football strategy, yeah,
no,
go for it.
No.
That sounds like some Madden shit.
No, don't do that.
What?
Don't
no,
do that.
You don't run the ball 40 fucking
Never.
Times.
No, you got.
Because then the defense just creeps in and you don't have the fucking offense to go over the top.
What'd you get Brandon Marshall for? What's
yeah,
the
why
point?
Why is Eric Decker there?
Yeah,
why are you
the
paying
point?
These guys?
Then there's no point to that for me. I mean,
I know you don't have a fucking quarterback, but come on.
I understand, you know, splitting. If you want to be a 50-50 team, I understand that. No more than 25 carries a game for
25
Chris
carries
Ivory.
Is a lot
no
of
more.
Fucking carries.
No more than that.
Not even Chris, I just, that's a lot of running.
First
man.
Of all, I'm sorry to tell you that Stephen Ridley blows. And he's not.
Oh, that's not news?
I don't think he's even going to make the fucking team.
I don't think he should make
the team. He's awful. I mean, he could catch screen passes, but what's the point of having that?
And he's going to fumble.
Fitzpatrick's not a screen pass guy, first of all.
And he's going to fumble.
And he's going to fumble. Bilal Powell's underused. They don't know how to use him. He's good, I think, but they don't use him the right way.
I disagree. Bilal Powell sucks.
I disagree.
Zach Stacy, I think, is a very serviceable back. If you've got the right offense for Chris Ivory and Zach Stacy,
we don't.
Then you no, but okay. If you could balance it with a fucking quarterback. All right, what's up with Matt Flynn? Where is he?
He's a Jet.
Great. Is he on the bench? Is he the third string? Is he at home playing PS3? What is this?
If he's playing PS3, he's really poor. But anyway,
really?
Wait, PS4 now. It's Xbox One and PS4.
So if he's playing PS3, like
he's a
sitting
loser.
With a,
he's a goddamn like, loser. Why don't you play your Dreamcast 2? Okay,
Dreamcast 2?
No, not the no. Why don't you play your
Did
Dreamcast?
They do that?
Why don't you play your Dreamcast as well? That's what I meant to say. I don't particularly believe in the Jets running game. That's why I was also at a friend's house today, and he was drafting, and he was going. He said either Chris Ivory or Todd Gurley, and that's just kind of a stupid thing to say because you got to go Todd Gurley.
I can't even that Chris. That's Ivory. That's not even a fucking question. Yeah. Why? What was that? The 15th round?
Yeah. Okay. Late. All really right. Late.
That's got to be real late.
Of a 14-man league. It's insane. Ugh. That's too many people.
14?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so disagree. To answer I like our little neat 18. Answer the question.
To answer your very long, drawn-out Mitch Hedberg heroin addict question, no.
No.
There you are. No.
No, we don't
think. I don't want ground and pound for this team. This is not a ground and pound team now.
It could be if you had the offensive line.
Yeah, and we don't. That's also a reason why.
And if you had a quarterback that would make a defense not be able to completely commit to the run.
I know everybody goes, oh, Fitzpatrick's awful. And I've said that too.
He is, but he's serviceable.
I think he's a serviceable quarterback, and I think he's somebody that may or may not understand a defense. Geno Smith doesn't understand the defense.
Yeah, I mean, I'd take Fitzpatrick over Geno any day. I think, you know what I think, actually, and for all that it pisses me off, I think Decker's going to have a very good year because Marshall's going to draw good this year double last coverage. Year. I think this is your homeboy again.
Is it Will again?
I hope he's not drunker. Will. What's good?
Will.
What's good? Did your ass call us? What is this?
I have not touched heroin in well over 3 weeks now.
Is that what you call
That's
it?
That's great.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Will.
We're glad you're in rehab. So, that's nice. Anyway.
Just so everyone knows, Will hasn't touched heroin in 30 weeks.
30 weeks.
Congratulations, Will. Kick that shit, man. Yeah.
Whitney Houston hasn't touched cocaine in 4 years.
That's great.
So
that's great for her, man.
Yeah, it's good.
Like,
and Bobby Christina in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
She hasn't done drugs in about 3 weeks.
Yeah. I mean, Kurt Cobain hasn't touched heroin in like 21 years.
Yeah. No, it's a lot of fun to be dead.
Yeah, but it's if you really want to kick something.
Kick yourself.
In the face with a shotgun.
Off the earth. All right, we're going to go to our fantasy teams. We're going to talk about our fantasy teams. I think I drafted very well.
He always thinks this.
Okay, my first pick was Aaron Rodgers. Come on, everybody.
Yeah, you drafted like a fucking Brit.
Yeah.
Fucking quarterback in the first round.
Aaron Rodgers.
You fucking kidding me? Did you have third overall?
Yes.
Third overall, and he picks a fucking quarterback.
Because I wanted the best quarterback in football.
Who you could have gotten in the third fucking round.
No, I couldn't.
And then you started this ridiculous spree of,
yeah.
So fucking
stupid. Aaron Rodgers, Dez Bryant, Calvin Johnson, Mark Ingram, who I like a lot.
Sure.
Latavius Murray. Ladies and gentlemen, Latavius Murray on the Oakland Raiders is going to have a very good year.
See, he's such a good player that he needs to point out who he plays for.
Yes.
Latavius Murray, he plays for the Raiders.
Because he got lost last year.
Get excited.
Who
he plays for.
Greg Olsen's my tight end. Beautiful.
Wow.
My flex player is Amari Cooper. I love that.
Rookie.
Please.
Who's throwing to him?
Derek Carr.
Yeah.
Who looked very good in the game I was just watching.
Yeah, against the third string. That's great. He looked great.
Tony Romo, my backup.
Tony Romo.
Todd Gurley, my backup running back. Nelson Agholor. Wide receiver out of USC. Nasty, my friend.
Who's he
Nasty.
Play for?
The Eagles. He's going to be their number two option.
Behind?
Jordan Matthews. Ugh. John Brown. That's my sleeper. Arizona Cardinals. Had 700 yards last year and 6 touchdowns. More touches than Larry Fitzgerald, who's going to have a very bad year. My backup tight end is Delanie Walker.
That's a good pick.
I love that.
I like that pick.
Nick Folk is my kicker. Always. Of course, that's never going to change. And my defense, the Miami Dolphins.
I was so proud of you for drafting the Dolphins defense.
I wanted the Texans, but somebody took them to pick before.
Someone took
that was going to be my pick. And then I said, it's either going to be the Dolphins or the Bills for me, and I just don't believe in what anything Rex Ryan has to do.
I had the Bills on my little, gonna draft them.
Yeah.
But I was so hell-bent on getting, everything but. So I basically went defense and kicker very last two rounds.
And my honorary last pick is always...
Mark
Sanchez.
For those that don't know, meaning everyone, Joseph's fantasy team name is...
The Mark Sanchez Experience.
Now, just off the top, I'm not going to look at my phone like Joe did.
Go ahead.
My team, God Listens to Slayer.
Oh, horrible name.
Fuck yeah, great name.
Horrible name.
He does.
Well, because God doesn't exist. One.
But he does on Spotify. And you know what he listens to on Spotify? Slayer.
God exists on Spotify?
Yeah, check it out.
He's got God's got a playlist on Spotify?
Yeah, it's all Slayer. He just listens to Slayer.
Okay.
So, got Big Ben Roethlisberger.
Great pick, always.
I hope he throws for 700 touchdowns and they win no games.
Why is that, Ruben?
So, my aunt, if I can get him every fucking year, if we had a dynasty draft, my guy every fucking year is going to be Eddie Lacy.
He takes Eddie Lacy with Eddie the first Lacy. Pick every year.
Every year, I always get him. He's fucking mine. I chose him above AP. I chose above Le'Veon Bell.
Because that was what I thought you were going to do.
It was pissing me off. I wasn't happy to have the first pick.
I know.
And also, everyone's like, oh, it's bullshit. You're the first pick. Yeah, I got first overall. And then 16 and 17. It's fucking bullshit. Yeah. But anyway, so I got Eddie Lacy, got Alfred Morris. That combo won me the fucking championship last year.
I don't know about Alfred Morris this year, though.
I do, because they still have questions at quarterback.
Oh, did you hear that Kirk Cousins has a very good chance to start week one? Because Jay Gruden said RG3 might not be the guy anymore.
I mean, that's been known since last season. I get it. You spent your first round draft pick on this guy. And he was absolutely insanely good.
The first year, yeah.
Like, fucking bananas good.
His body fell apart.
When you put this guy out there, getting his
Mike Shanahan hated him, so he just had him killed.
I don't think that's the case.
And then, you know, the Rams sending out all their players that they got in that trade, that coin toss, was one of the greatest things ever. That's Jeff Fisher at work.
It'd be kind of better if they could send out all the wins that they had, but they didn't really have...
Well, they won 9 games last year.
No, they won 8 games last year.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead. Keep going with your team.
So I have Randall Cobb, who I didn't know was injured, to be honest.
I couldn't believe you didn't know that.
It's all right.
I told him right after he picked it.
I don't care.
4 weeks with the shoulder.
Still into it. Still like the pick. Still believe in him. And I've got people behind him.
What do you got?
I forget who my next. Oh, I got Demaryius Thomas is who I got. I got Demaryius Thomas.
I like that pick.
Demaryius Thomas, come on. Come on.
All about Peyton Manning, though, if he can stay healthy.
Sure, but Demaryius Thomas did well with fucking shitface McGee. What was his name? Tebow.
Yeah.
So that, my tight end, is James Graham. Jimmy Graham.
Jim, for all you
out of the University of Miami.
And the Seattle Seahawks, who I think is...
It's all about the U.
Going to be a great... Gonna be
fuck
great.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing, because now you've got Russell Wilson, who's like a quarter the size of Jimmy... Just being able to, like, lob up in the end zone.
Yeah.
That combo of, I mean, play action, goal line.
You know how I feel about Russell Wilson. I think Jimmy Graham's great. I think Jimmy Graham's fantastic.
You'll see.
All right.
You'll see.
Who's your defense?
I drafted the Cardinals defense? No, I didn't get the Cardinals defense. I got...
Just look at your fucking phone, would you?
Oh, man, I want to know. I know.
You want to know? Well, you don't.
Well, that's not even the point. I got Carlos Hyde.
Okay.
San Francisco. I got Sammy Watkins.
Okay.
Bills. I got Torrey Smith.
I like that pick a lot.
Feel very good about Torrey Smith.
I don't like the Sammy Watkins pick as much, just because I don't believe in any of their quarterbacks.
I know, but you haven't had to believe in any of their quarterbacks, and he's still had good years.
One good year, because he was
his year. Okay, so good year.
Yeah. Okay. With,
when they have quarterback problems, he's scoring touchdowns when they have quarterback problems.
He also missed like 6 weeks last year with injuries.
Sure. He's on. He's good. Okay. He's there.
Alrighty.
I love him.
Okay.
You gonna
marry him?
I'm gonna kiss him.
Gonna kiss him? Who's your kicker?
Dan Bailey.
I like that.
Dan Bailey was my kicker last year.
Dan Bailey and Nick Folk are two guys that you can always count on, I think.
And Matt Prater.
And the fucking guy on the Patriots, Gostkowski.
Gostkowski. Yep.
He's nasty.
Vinatieri I almost went with.
But who's your backup quarterback?
Philip Rivers.
If you're listening, people, you heard the teams. Why don't you call in and tell Ruben that he's got no chance?
Sure.
Call in.
But before you call in, know that I fucking won last year.
Yeah, know that. Know that for the 30th time. He'll tell you again. He won last year. Also, call in if you just want to talk to us.
Yeah.
What's the number, Ruben?
718-395-3731. And then just keep hitting one until we answer it.
This show is brought to you by Heroin and Rehab for Heroin.
Yep.
It's a good time.
And shotguns.
And really slow talking.
Really
slow talking. So I also want to talk about Manchester United today. I know.
Good. I want to take a sip of coffee. Okay. So you go ahead.
You got it. Boy, they got some real fucking problems. Sergio Romero sucks. And I can't believe it. De Gea is going to go to Real Madrid. It's probably going to happen this week. Wayne Rooney has no idea what's going on, it looks like. Our defense looked okay. The back line looked okay. That second shot, that second goal, how do you not save that? The ball's going a teensy-weensy bit over 1 mile an hour. How the fuck do you not save that? Sergio Romero sucks. And I know Victor Valdez, his contract dispute with the other team he was going to sign with might bring him back to United, but he doesn't want to play for Louis Van Gaal. And his Lindegaard is hurt. He might come back. But another big signing by Man City today, Nathaniel De Bruyne from Wolfsburg, via Wolfsburg, for $76 million. Gigantic sum of money. And Wolfsburg sort of pulled a fast one on Man City because they got him very, very cheap.
Way to go, Joe. Way to keep it smooth.
Thank you.
Phone call was good.
Hey, so Raul's team is absolutely terrible.
Did he call from a different number?
He called you Raul.
He's going to lose.
Who's Raul?
It's Raul.
You talking to me?
Ask Joe about the time.
Later, buddy.
Yeah, you can't call
you call
somebody
me
Raul.
Fucking Raul.
What the fuck is
I'm sure you haven't done heroin in 30 weeks.
Yeah.
Stop doing so much fucking whiskey.
Yeah.
It's whatever your opinion was.
It's null and void by the fact that you called Ruben Raul.
Later.
Yeah. I know you're going to talk about the time I drafted C.J. Spiller.
I drafted
the first overall pick.
Oh, well, hey, you're not going to know, man. That guy was killer. Yeah. I don't fault that.
I know what you're going to talk about, Will. Don't worry about it. We've hung out 3 times, and you got 2 stories. So don't worry about it.
Raul. I thought he was talking about soccer. I was like, oh, cool, soccer.
No, he called you Raul.
Well.
You know, I might call you that now.
Nope.
Yeah, I think I'm going to call
I
you
won't
Raul.
Answer.
You won't answer?
What?
I'm going to change your name in my phone to Raul. You have no choice when you call me. It's just going to say Raul.
All right. So before that happens and I kill Joe for it, today we lost a very, I think, important figure.
I agree.
In the history of film and Wes Craven.
Yeah, Wes Craven died.
Joe told me this.
He picked me up.
As I was picking him up. This fucking sucks, man. No joke. Fucking 2 days ago was watching at
New
work.
Nightmare.
I had fucking Sci-Fi Network on, and they had Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Very underrated.
I love that film. Yeah. I always have. I think it has the inventiveness of Scream.
Mm-hmm.
Even before fucking cell phones and all that stuff. It's just before that. I get it. He made that stupid Gloria Stefan movie that was all positive and shit after that.
Oh, Music of the Heart.
Yeah. He made Music of the Heart after New Nightmare.
That's great.
Because New Nightmare tanked. And yo, whatever, man.
So I think so did Music of the Heart.
Yeah. You got to make some money.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And you didn't anyway.
However, here's what – you know the story behind Scream? He's at a Comic-Con. And this, like, 17-year-old kid walks up to him, and he's doing, you know, signing or whatever.
Yeah.
And the kid just, like, you know, no qualms about it, goes like, man, I really loved Last House on the Left. I wish you would do something that kicks fucking ass again.
Yeah.
And he went and started working on Scream.
Yeah.
And I stand by the Scream film.
Yeah.
I like the first one, and I was just telling Joe, and I fucking challenge anybody, watch Scream 4. Scream 4 is a fucking great film.
Like I said, I don't think I got it to past 2, Scream 2. Scream 1 was
great.
Scream
2's got a great opening kill, though.
It does. Scream 2 is very funny.
Double kill, anyway. Yeah.
And I think Last House on the Left is my favorite of his films.
Last House on the Left is way more than a horror film.
It's just a
it's
beautiful...
It's a fucking great piece of cinema.
Yeah.
It makes you feel shit that you have not thought about.
Yeah, especially... Because they call it a horror film, but I think it's got a lot of genres to it.
Yeah.
It's like a Western because there's a revenge plot, good drama.
Samurai.
Some funny bits. I mean, he was a really big, like, pratfalls bits sort
yeah,
of guy.
Yeah, he had no problem with that. And I mean, think about, like, They Live.
Yeah.
Which is actually John Carpenter. But think about that.
Just
that
think
sort
about
of,
They Live.
Just think about They Live because I like Roddy Piper.
Raul
no, like,
loves They Live.
Oh, my God. I actually feel embarrassed I said They Live. No, but still, it's a good film. No joke, though. The first 3 Freddy films?
Yeah. Great.
Super. It's like Dada meets a slasher film.
Yeah. And then the fourth one was kind of weird with that little girl.
They just...
That kind of sucked.
Look, that's the thing. Is they
Freddy's
fucking,
Dream? Is that what it's called?
It was like...
That one kind of sucked.
Not good.
Yeah, because he stopped directing after like the third one, right?
I think if that's the case, then that makes sense.
And then came back and did New Nightmare.
And then New Nightmare fucking rips.
Who did Jason?
I don't know who directed Jason.
Is that what? That's not Wes Craven, is it?
No. Jason, no.
Are we sure?
I'm sure.
John Carpenter?
No. That's that.
I like Jason, though. You don't like Jason? Not a big fan of Friday the 13th?
I like the Friday the 13th film, the first one.
I liked the first two were very good.
No.
Which brings us to your five favorite films of all time.
Oh, boy.
You don't really have to call them five favorite. Just five films that you've seen that I really love. That you really love.
Off the top.
Yeah.
Off the top.
Go for it.
I'm going to go fucking, here we go.
Yeah. He's standing.
The Master.
Oh.
Paul Thomas Anderson.
Oh. Put your hands up, everybody.
You got to.
It's a revivalist meeting.
The fucking Master.
The Master.
And then it sucks because I said that and I'm like, man, I can't. Then I'm just going to do Paul Thomas Anderson because There Will Be Blood would be up there.
Yeah.
But just, you know, 8.5 by Fellini is my personal favorite. I like it more than La Dolce Vita. I know I like it more than Il Casanova. I like it more than, what's the other one?
Amarcord.
I think Otto Mezzo is fucking where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
Love that film.
Yeah.
I have to defend this movie all the time, but Suspiria is one of the most beautiful.
Gentle.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking beautiful horror. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I've fucking written songs about how great this shit is. It informs.
I recommend watching that on a hallucinogen.
Yes. Yeah, no, with the colors and everything.
Either one. Either mushrooms or acid. You can enjoy it very much.
Yeah, I'd go with mushrooms just because it's a short film and then you got to deal with acid for a much longer time. So unless you've got some sort of, you know, a whole bunch of other shit to do.
Okay. There Will Be Blood. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's up there. The Master's great. The Master's... When I saw The Master, I sat there and I was stunned. But I was equally, if not more so, stunned at There Will Be Blood because I'd never seen anything like that before. Because it was like an opera. It was like watching Wagner on film. And I saw it on 72nd Street where they had they have those balconies that you could sit on.
Oh, shit.
And I saw it in the balcony. And it was also the night the Jets got Brett Favre. So I remember that vividly.
So that'll push
that. That'll push it right over. And here's one people aren't going to expect from me. Reservoir Dogs.
Really?
Yeah. I hate Tarantino.
That's dumb.
Okay. I hate Tarantino.
By the way, I still got two more films.
Okay.
So Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
But go ahead. Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs may be the best first film of any director of all time.
Maybe. Wait a second. With Marty and Mean Streets?
Yeah. Mean Streets is not considered his first film. Who's That Knocking at My Door?
Okay.
It's his first film.
All right.
Reservoir Dogs is up there.
Wow.
And one that also came out very recently, not very recently, 10 years ago, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford.
Really?
Which was the best film of that year, which had There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men and Darjeeling Limited. That whole year. I know you don't like Darjeeling. I don't understand.
No, it's not that.
That
I don't like Darjeeling.
I just watched it last night.
I have a problem with Wes Anderson and the fact that, like, he nailed it. He fucking nailed it with Royal Tenenbaums, and then he just did this fucking Daddy Issues shit.
But that's Martin Scorsese, too. All disjointed families. They're all...
It's less specific.
I mean, it's the same way with Quentin Tarantino.
No.
They're all disjointed families, Ruben. They're all a group. They're all disjointed families.
They're better films, period.
Well, I mean, he's got more of a budget, I think, too.
Doesn't matter. No, budget is now a thing?
Of course.
No, Down by Law is my fifth favorite film. That movie was probably made with, like, what I pay rent in a fucking week.
Okay. Down by Law is right up. Stranger Than Paradise for me.
Okay.
I love Stranger Than Paradise. Just some of the tracking shots in that beautiful little film.
Yeah.
And my fifth favorite film, boy, it's Raging Bull.
Oh,
boy,
shit.
It's Raging Bull. Raging Bull is the best film of the 80s. Came out in 1980, and it's the best film of the 80s. And one of the best performances of all time. Robert De Niro.
Agree.
Some stupid things.
Agree.
In that movie.
I love Blade Runner, but that's me.
Blade Runner's good.
So we got 30 seconds.
So this is our last show
at night.
This is
our very last show.
11 a.m. to 12 p.m. starting next Sunday, everybody.
Please tune in.
We're going to have guest hosts, not next week, but the week after. We're going to have guest hosts. My father will be our first guest host. We're going to have a good time. We're going to talk about football. We might be drunk before. We might be drunk after. Well, we'll
definitely be drunk after. Yeah,
but it's going to be a good time. No bums of the week because it's been a good week.
It's
we're
been
just
a fucking
having a
great
good
week.
Time, everybody.
Great.
Thank you for supporting us at night, and we'll see you in the morning.
And everybody, go out and watch some Wes Craven films.
Yeah,
please.
And do some fucking coke.